Elland looked over the letter he'd penned to Jast. Perhaps he could persuade his former friend to see reason. If he couldn't, well, a duplicate of the wooden coin Jast had been using to pay the Koloss sat on Elland's desk. It was a perfect copy, whittled by Clubs himself. Elland was pretty certain that he had access to more wood than Jast did. If he could help Penrod stall a few more weeks, they might be able to make enough money to bribe the Koloss away. He set down his pen, rubbing his eyes. It was late. Time to... Elland spun and caught sight of a flustered Vin dashing across the room and into his arms. She was bloody.
Vin, what happened?
I killed him.
She buried her head in Ellen's chest.
Who?
Your brother. Zane. Straff's Mistborn. I killed him.
Wait, what? My brother?
I'm sorry.
Forget about that, Vin.
Elland gently pried her back and pushed her into his chair. She had a gash on her cheek, and her shirt was slick with blood.
Lord Ruler, I'm going to get Sazed right now.
Don't leave me.
Elland paused. Something had changed. She seemed to need him again.
Come with me, then. We'll both go see him.
Vin nodded, standing. She teetered just a bit, and Elland felt a spike of fear. But the determined look in her eyes wasn't something he wanted to challenge. He put his arm around her, letting her lean on him as they walked to Sazed's quarters. Elland paused to knock, but Vin simply pushed her way into the dark room, then wobbled and sat down on the floor just inside.
Oh, sit here.
Elland paused worriedly by her side, then raised his lamp.
Sazed?
The terraceman appeared a moment later, looking exhausted and wearing a white sleeping robe. He noticed Vin, blinked a few more times, then disappeared into his chambers. He returned a moment later with a metal-mined bracer strapped to his forearm and a bag of medical equipment.
Now, Lady Vin, what would Master Kelsier think seeing you in this condition? You ruin more clothing in this manner, I think.
This isn't a time for levity, Sazed.
I apologize, Your Majesty.
Sazed carefully cut the clothing away from Vin's shoulder.
However, if she is still conscious, then she isn't in serious danger.
He peered closer at the wound, absently lifting clean cloths from his bag.
You see, this gash is deep, but the blade was deflected by the bone and missed hitting any major vessels. Hold this here.
Sazed pressed a cloth to the wound, and Elland put his hand on it. Vin sat with her eyes closed, resting back against the wall, blood dripping slowly from her chin. She seemed more exhausted than in pain. Sazed took his knife and cut away the front of Vin's shirt, exposing her wounded chest.
Perhaps I should...
Stay!
Vin raised her head, opening her eyes. Sazed got out a numbing agent and some needle and thread.
Elland, I need to tell you something.
All right.
I've realized something about Kelsier. I always focus on the wrong things when it comes to him. It's hard to forget the hours he spent training me to be an Allomancer. Yet, it wasn't his ability to fight that made him great. It wasn't his harshness or his brutality or even his strength or his instincts.
Elland frowned.
Do you know what it was?
He shook his head, still pressing the cloth against her shoulder.
It was his ability to trust. It was the way that he made good people into better people. The way that he inspired them. His crew worked because he had confidence in them. Because he respected them. And in return, they respected each other. Men like Breeze and Clubs became heroes because Kelsier had faith in them.
She looked up at him, blinking tired eyes.
And you are far better at that than Kelsier ever was, Elland. He had to work at it. You do it instinctively, treating even weasels like Phylan as if they were good and honorable men. It's not naivete, as some think. It's what Kelsier had, only greater. He could have learned from you.
You give me too much credit.
She shook a tired head, then she turned to Sazed.
Sazed?
Yes, child.
Do you know any wedding ceremonies?
Elland nearly dropped the cloth in shock.
I know several. Some 200, actually.
Which one is the shortest?
Sazed pulled a stitch tight.
The people of Larsta only required a profession of love before a local priest. Simplicity was a tenet of their belief structure, a reaction, perhaps, to the traditions of the land they were banished from, which was known for its complex system of bureaucratic rules. It is a good religion, one that focused on simple beauty found in nature.
Vin looked at Elend. Her face was bloody, her hair a mess.
Now, see, Vin, don't you think that maybe this should wait until, you know...
Elend, I love you. Do you love me?
This is insane.
Yes.
Vin turned to Sazed, who was still working.
Well?
Sazed looked up, fingers bloodied.
This is a very strange time for such an event, I think.
Elend nodded in agreement.
It's just a little bit of blood. I'm really all right now that I've sat down.
Yes, but you seem somewhat distraught, Lady Vin. This isn't a decision to be made lightly, under the influence of strong emotions.
The decision to get married shouldn't be made because of strong emotions?
That isn't exactly what I meant. I'm simply not certain that you are fully in control of your faculties, Lady Vin.
I'm more in control than I have been for months. It's time for me to stop hesitating, Sazed. Time to stop worrying. Time to accept my place in this crew. I know what I want now. I love Elend. I don't know what kind of time we'll have together, but I want some, at least.
Sazed sat for a moment, then returned to his sewing.
And you, Lord Elend, what are your thoughts?
What were his thoughts? He remembered just the day before when Vin had spoken of leaving and the wrenching he had felt. He thought of how much he depended on her wisdom, on her bluntness, and her simple, but not simplistic, devotion to him. Yes, he did love her. The world had gone chaotic recently. He had made mistakes. Yet despite everything that had happened, and despite his frustrations, he still felt strongly that he wanted to be with Vin. It wasn't the idyllic infatuation he'd felt a year and a half ago at the parties, but it felt more solid.
Yes, Sazed. I do want to marry her. I've wanted it for some time. I don't know what's going to happen to the city or my kingdom, but I want to be with Vin when it comes.
Very well, then. If it is my witness you require, then you have it.
Elend knelt, still pressing the cloth on Vin's shoulder, feeling a little bit stunned.
That's it, then?
It is as valid as any witness the obligators could give you, I think. Be warned. The Larsta love oath is binding. They knew no form of divorce in their culture. Do you accept my witness of this event?
Vin nodded. Elend felt himself doing the same.
Then you are married.
Sazed tied off his thread, then draped a cloth across Vin's chest.
Hold this for a bit, Lady Vin.
Then he moved on to her cheek.
I feel like there should be a ceremony or something.
I could give you one if you wish, but I do not think you need one. I have known you both for some time, and am willing to give my blessing to this union. I simply offer counsel. Those who take lightly promises they make to those they love are people who find little lasting satisfaction in life. This is not an easy time in which to live. That does not mean that it has to be a difficult time to love, but it does mean that you will find unusual stresses upon your lives and your relationship. Do not forget the love oath you made to each other this evening. It will give you much strength in the days to come, I think.
With that, he pulled the last stitch tight on Vin's face, then finally moved to her shoulder. The bleeding there had mostly stopped, and Sazed studied the wound for a moment before beginning to work on it. Vin looked up at Elend, smiling, looking a bit drowsy. He stood and walked over to the room's wash basin and returned with a damp cloth to wipe off her face and cheek.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? About my father's mistborn?
No. For taking so long.
You're worth the wait. Besides, I think I had to figure a few things out as well.
Like how to be a king?
And how to stop being one.
You never stop being one, Elend. They can take your crown, but they can't take your honor.
Thank you. However, I don't know how much good I've done the city. By even being here, I divided the people. And now Straff will end up in control.
I'll kill Straff if he puts one foot in this city.
Elend gritted his teeth.
Back to the same problems again.
They could only hold Vin's knife against his neck for so long. He'd figure out a way to wiggle around, and there was always Jast and those Kolos.
Your Majesty, perhaps I can offer a solution.
Elend glanced down at the Terrasman, raising an eyebrow.
The Well of Ascension.
Vin opened her eyes immediately.
Tintwill and I have been researching the Hero of Ages. We are convinced that Rashik never did what the hero was supposed to. In fact, we aren't even convinced that this Alendi of 1,000 years ago was the hero. There are too many discrepancies, too many problems and contradictions. In addition, the mists, the deepness, are still here. And now they are killing people.
What are you saying?
Something still needs to be done, Your Majesty. Something important. Looking at it from a smaller perspective, it might seem that the events at Luthadel and the rise of the Well of Ascension are unrelated. However, from the larger view, they may be solutions to one another.
Like the lock and the key.
Yes, Your Majesty. Precisely like that.
It thumps in my head. I can feel it.
Sazed paused, then wrapped a bandage around Vin's arm.
Can you feel where it is?
There doesn't seem to be a direction to the pulses. I thought they were distant, but they're getting louder.
That must be the well returning to power. It is fortunate that I know where to find it.
You do?
My research has revealed the location, Lady Vin. I can draw you a map from my metal mines.
Where?
North, in the mountains of Terrace, atop one of the lower peaks known as Deratatith. Travel there will be difficult this time of year.
I can do it.
Sazed turned to working on her chest wound.
You're going to leave?
Elend looked to Vin.
Now?
I have to. I have to go to it, Elend.
You should go with her, Your Majesty.
What?
Sazed looked up.
We have to face facts, Your Majesty. As you said earlier, Straff will soon take this city. If you are here, you will be executed. However, Lady Vin will undoubtedly need help securing the well.
It's supposed to hold great power. Could we, you think, destroy those armies?
We couldn't use it. The power is a temptation. That's what went wrong last time. Rashek took the power instead of giving it up.
Giving it up? What does that mean?
Letting it go, Your Majesty. Letting it defeat the deepness on its own.
Trust. It's about trust.
However, I think that releasing this power could do great things for the land, change things, and undo much of the damage the Lord Ruler did. I have a strong suspicion that it would destroy the Kolos, since they were created by the Lord Ruler's misuse of the power.
But Straff would hold the city.
Yes, but if you leave, the transition will be peaceful. The Assembly has all but decided to accept him as their emperor, and it appears that he'll let Penrod rule as a subject king. There will be no bloodshed, and you will be able to organize resistance from the outside. Besides, who knows what releasing the power will do? Lady Vin could be left changed, much as the Lord Ruler was. With the crew in hiding within the city, it should not be so difficult to oust your father, particularly when he grows complacent in a year or so.
Another revolution.
Yet what Sazed said made sense.
For so long we've been worrying about the small scale.
He glanced at Vin, feeling a surge of warmth and love.
Maybe it's time I started listening to the things she's been trying to tell me. Sazed, do you think I could convince the Terrace people to help us?
Perhaps, Your Majesty. My prohibition against interfering, the one I have been ignoring, comes because I was given a different assignment by the Synod, not because we believe in avoiding all action. If you could convince the Synod that the future of the Terrace people will be benefited by having a strong ally in Luthadel, you may just be able to get yourself military aid from Terrace.
Elend nodded, thoughtful.
Remember the lock and key, Your Majesty.
Sazed finished off Vin's second wound.
In this case, leaving seems like the opposite of what you should do. However, if you look at the larger picture, you will see that it's precisely what you need to do.
Vin opened her eyes, looking up at him.
We can do this, Elend. Come with me.
Elend stood for a moment.
Lock and key. All right. We'll leave as soon as Vin is able.
She should be able to ride tomorrow. You know what pewter can do for a body.
I should have listened to you earlier, Vin. Besides, I've always wanted to see your homeland, Sazed. You can show it to us.
I will need to stay here, I fear. I should soon leave for the south to continue my work there. Tindwell, however, can go with you. She has important information that needs to be passed on to my brethren, the Keepers.
It will need to be a small group. We'll have to outrun or perhaps sneak past Straff's men.
Just you three, I think. Or perhaps one other person to help with watches while you sleep. Someone skilled in hunting and scouting. Lord Listabarn, perhaps.
Spook would be perfect. You're sure the other crew members will be safe in the city?
Of course they won't, but they're experts. They hid from the Lord Ruler, they'll be able to hide from Strath. Particularly if they don't have to worry about keeping you safe.
Then it is decided. You two should try to rest well tonight, despite the recent change in your relationship. Can you walk, Lady Vin?
No need.
Ellen leaned down and picked her up. She wrapped her arms around him, though her grip was not tight, and he could see that her eyes were already drooping again. He smiled. Suddenly, the world seemed a much simpler place. He would take some time and spend it on what was really important. Then, once he and Vin had sought help from the north, they could return. He actually looked forward to coming back and tackling their problems with renewed vigor. He held Vin tight, nodding goodnight to Sazed, then walking out toward his rooms. It seemed that everything had worked out fine in the end. Sazed stood slowly, watching the two leave. He wondered what they would think of him when they heard of Luthadel's fall. At least they would have each other for support. His wedding blessing was the last gift he could give them. That and their lives.
How will history judge me for my lies? What will it think of the terrorist men who took such a hand in politics? The terrorist men who would fabricate mythology to save the lives of his friends?
The things he'd said about the well were, of course, falsehoods. If there was such a power, he had no idea where it was, nor what it would do. How history judged him would probably depend on what Elend and Vin did with their lives. Sazed could only hope that he had done the right thing. Watching them go, knowing that their youthful love would be spared, he couldn't help but smile at his decision. He stooped down and gathered up his medical items. Then he retreated to his rooms to fabricate the map he had promised Vin and Elend.